I'm in as well. Right now, we welcome back our friend Tom Home on the Range.
Where the deer and the antelope play.
Yes, we can sing, all right. From Happy Valley Comic Con, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you guys? Well never mind. I know. Hey, I'm bringing the happy back to Happy Valley.
There we go.
Right now, we're Sad Valley. We are Sad Valley, but in 45 days, 45 days, folks, Happy Valley Comic Con. Happy Valley Comic and Collectibles Convention, if you want to say the long part of the name.
That's too long.
Official. I know. That's why we go with Happy Valley Comic Con.
Do all the other ones have the same name, the same long name?
Or
there's a bunch of these.
Yeah, there's a bunch all over the country. Like there's C2E2, and that is what? It's Entertainment Expo is the EE. Comic Convention and
Entertainment
Expo. Expo, I think, is C2E2. But they just call it C2E2. Like, we call ourselves HVC3. So it's Happy Valley and then Comic and Collectibles Conventions, three Cs. Ooh. So HVC3. When we first went with that name that first year, it's like, so is this your third year? Because you're HVC3. It's like, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah, we just go with D&D instead of the long Dumb and Dumber.
The little tiny three. Show.
That's an exponent. Exponent. It's up in the corner.
Yeah, whatever that's called. Yeah, math class. That hurts.
Hey, no more math.
Retired math teacher here.
Oh, really?
Be respectful.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll give you a circumference.
All right, for folks who aren't familiar.
Barely got it.
All right, we've had you obviously on before, and you're one of our valued sponsors. Give us a little history of this event.
Well, this is now in its fourth year. It's all family run. It's myself, my wife, my son, my daughter. Three out of the four are Penn State grads. My wife would have gone to Penn State, but she's a physical therapist, and for some reason, Penn State doesn't have physical therapy. Like, why not?
Okay. Come on, guys.
Penn State. You have a billion other degrees, but not physical therapy. But we decided to get it together, and it has just grown and grown and grown. We've been at the Nittany Valley Sports Center for the past 3 years, and this fourth year we're expanding to the whole thing. So instead of 50,000 square feet of fun, it's now 100,000 square feet of fun.
Wow.
So it's just grown. Like, the attendance the first year was 2,000. Next year it was 5,000. Last year it was a little over 6,000. We're shooting for 8,000 to 10,000 this year, especially with the caliber of guests we're bringing out this year.
Now, folks aren't familiar, what is this event? Why should people come?
Oh, to have a blast at all. It's great. And the reason why we just don't go with Comic-Con, we say Comic and Collectibles Convention, because it's a little bit of everything. Sure, there's comics. Actually, we're probably going to be the biggest Comic-Con with comics this year. We have like 15 different major comic book vendors. We have 15 comic book artists or writers. We have the Fabian who wrote or co-created Deadpool, which I'm sure all of you know who Deadpool is.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, bring your Deadpool comics. He'll sign them for you.
Wow.
And it's a little bit of everything. So that's why we say comic and collectibles. We have sports cards. Pat Little might be stopping by. We're trying to get him to come out and sign some of the cards that are the All Sports Museum is handing out. We have Pokemon. We have anime. We have Magic the Gathering cards. We have Pokemon cards, as I mentioned. Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Costume contests. Like I mentioned, the celebrities. We have Jedi training. We have stormtroopers. We have the USS Solstice, a makeup of a Star Trek set. A group from Pittsburgh is coming up, and they'll be setting up basically a Star Trek command center, as if you're on a ship and you can get your pictures taken on it. It's just, there's going to be a little bit for everybody. If someone comes in and says, oh, I'm bored, there's nothing to do, you're not looking. You're not looking. Like, there's plenty
breathing,
to do.
Yeah.
You need the 2 days. You need to come both days to enjoy everything.
Okay. All right. And, yes, you got the whole building now, Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Yeah. We were, you know, maybe a year or two from now, let it grow a little bit more. And the sports center was like, can you please take it all? And I'm like, what? And they were like, the problem was when we take half of it, they still have other things going on in the other half. And they said it's difficult. Parking was a problem. Yeah. It still might be a problem because we're talking about 6,000-7,000 people, but it's okay. We have two off-site parking lots, and we have two shuttle buses taking them, one at the Fullington lot and one from East Hall, so students can go to the convention for free.
There you go.
But they wanted us to take it over, and it was a good idea. I think one year one of our celebrities got hit by a basketball. Or what was it, a volleyball or something, because they were doing a camp on the other side, and it sailed over. I think the kid did it on purpose. I'm just saying. But
all right.
We don't have to.
Issues.
But we have the whole place now, so we have none of those issues. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Now, over the next several weeks, we're going to have some fun here. We're going to be talking with some of your special guests that are coming for this event. You want to tell folks who they are?
Sure, sure. You hate saying this person over that person, but I think our headliner would be the Trisha Helfer. Trisha Helfer. Put your tongue back in, Scott.
Mr. Gazy.
Scott.
The ruling is
bad.
Okay.
Bad.
Sorry.
Scott. Bad.
Sorry.
I think last time we were here, you said she was gorgeous.
Yes.
Well,
it says
she,
that in the commercial.
She just did a video for us. It's up on our Facebook page saying, hey, looking forward to it. She's there with her pussy cat.
Yes.
And... oh my, she is still.
Yes, she is.
Very eye-catching.
Unbelievable. Yes.
But she's our I'd say our headliner. A lot of that video was posted, and all of a sudden, ticket sales went up a little bit.
Boom.
Would you be surprised?
Hi.
And booth sales have skyrocketed. We're working out something with State Theater. We're hoping to show one of her films Saturday night at the theater. Do a special Q&A. Or do a special meet and greet beforehand. Get your picture taken with her. Get a free autograph, a free drink. The Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance is going to give everyone a free drink. And that will be before. And then we'll watch the movie. And then afterwards we'll have a Q&A with her on stage for about 45 minutes or so.
Love
but it. Still working on that. Maybe I shouldn't have said it yet.
Come on.
That's going to happen.
What could possibly go wrong?
We did it last year for the writer of Seven, who was a Penn State grad.
Yes.
And they sold out. It was an incredible event. So we're hoping Trisha does just as well, if not better. I think you had mentioned Allison is coming on.
Allison Rosenfeld is one day next week.
Excuse me. She is an animation voice actress. She's best known as Nurse Joy on the Pokemon videos, animations. But she's also Polly Pocket of the Polly Pocket animation. Polly Pocket. If you've seen that or heard that cartoon, that's her voice. Plus, she's done many other voices. So I think she might have been in Strawberry Shortcake, too. But she's been in a lot of different animations. Very sweet person. She was with us 2 years ago, and at the time we were still fledgling. We're like, I don't know about this. And she was like, how about I just come for the one day and blah, 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 blah. So we did the one day, and she was crowded all day, and we're like, no, we should have done the 2 days for her. Let's see who else we have. We have Tracy Coco. She has been in multiple Star Trek Next Generation. Star Trek Next Generation, Star Trek Voyager, Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
I think she is the only person that has worn every rank from like ensign on up to captain.
Oh,
like,
really?
Every time they showed her, her rank went up a little bit until finally she was up there. So
that's cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. We have Ray Hurd. He does a lot of voiceover for commercials, but he also does a lot of voices for Dragon Ball Z, which is another very popular cartoon, or animation, I should say.
Yeah.
They don't use the word cartoon anymore. It's animation.
Animation.
It's a bigger word.
Animation good.
And then lastly, we have Oliver Wyman, which is actually a local. I drove up to McDonald's. He saw the Happy Valley Comic-Con thing. He was handing me my food through the drive-thru. And he was like, I've been there. You know who you should get? Oliver Wyman. Oliver Wyman from Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm on a what do they call it? It's Oh. We don't use it because we're old. It's not Facebook. It's not Instagram.
MySpace.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Well, what are you trying to find?
You're showing your age.
Yeah.
My man.
What are you trying to find?
Gamers use it to communicate to each other.
Reddit?
No, Reddit.
I don't know.
While you're playing the game, you're on Dispatch. Dispatch?
I have no idea.
Something like
that. I don't do that.
Yeah, you're in the neighborhood.
I'm somewhere over there. I thought it began with an R, but it's not Reddit or whatever. Anyway, he was like, I'm in contact to him, blah, blah, blah. I was like, hey, send me the information. Who knows? Lo and behold, I reached out to the guy. I was like, yeah, I'll come to your convention. And he does voices for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Cartoon.
Animation.
The Yu-Gi-Oh! Animation. Yes. So, celebrity-wise, we're great. Comic book artists, we have a limited edition comic book, a limited edition Batman comic. Only 1,000 of them are being made. They are going to be foil. They're going to be for sale for $40 at the convention, but they come free with an early admit, which is only $20. Ooh. So if you're thinking of coming and you'd like to get in early and get this limited edition comic, it's only $20 more.
That's a good deal.
And two of the artists that drew the cover are going to be there, and they'll sign the cover for free.
Wow. Amazing.
Free, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Free.
Can't beat
now,
that.
February 28 and March 1. Now, Tom, am I right? You have the whole building.
Yes.
You still have some space for vendors.
We are at about 82% full. If we had the old space, we would have been sold out last month. So this is, and it's not like, oh, it's in the new space. That's going to be away from everything. No. We have spots open. We let the vendors choose where they want to be. Some Comic-Cons say, all right, this guy's a good friend of mine. I'm going to put him by the front of the room. This is a guy I've never met before, and, oh, I hate his stuff. I'm putting him in the back of the room away from him. We don't do that. Here are the spots that are available. Here are the vendors next to you. Here's the list of all the vendors, so you don't want to set up right next to someone that's selling the same stuff. Tell us where you want to be. I'm more open and pro-vendor than helping out my friends and things like that. So there's spots all over the convention. You can actually go to the website, and if you go to the attendees page, there's a map and a list of vendors so far, and you could easily figure out which ones are available and which ones aren't that way.
Now, a vendor of what?
We're kind of open to anything to an extent. We got an email yesterday. A plasma company wanted to set up.
A plasma company?
Yeah, take blood. And
ooh.
I went to my wife. I'm like, they'll probably take about two or three. No! No.
Wait a minute. Vampires would be Comic-Con.
Yeah, right?
You know what?
Maybe if they dressed up, maybe I could write it back and say, dress up as vampires, then I'll do
perfect.
It.
Let's make it work.
And we also kind of say no to the roofing. Hey, you're interested in metal roofing? Hey, do you need a new bathtub? And, we don't want to. I've been to conventions that at the end they take anybody just to fill. And then, God forbid, if you're next to one of those dealers, because no one will go to your spot. Everyone avoids them. I remember going down spots. It's like, okay, the AT&T guy is there, and there's someone that wants to give me a new credit card. I'm not going down this. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be hounded. So I just avoided that. So we're avoiding that. If we have, there's 18% left, about 40 spots. If we don't fill them, hey, Penn State College of Communications, would you like a free booth, promoting video editing or something like that? We're not going to sell the booths to anybody. We're not going to sell them cheap.
I mean, I think you let a local dentist set up a chair and make the root canal a little more tolerable. It's like, well, the overall day was good. Yeah, the root canal sucks, but man, everything else.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
How did that vampire idea?
You know what? That might work. I could work that in. That has some potential, so maybe I didn't send the email rejection email yet.
Let me go
back to the wife and kids and say, what do you guys... Okay, plasma, no, but what if blood sucking? We advertise it as blood
there
sucking.
You go.
It's not. Someone right now is saying, plasma's not blood. You know,
close enough.
Yeah, what is that? Blood byproduct sucking.
Whatever.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
But,
now, if somebody is interested, vendor, what do they? How do they get?
They just go to HappyValleyComicCon.com. That's HappyValleyComicCon.com.
Nicely done.
And thank you very much. And then they say I have a face for radio. And then you go to vendors. There is a vendors tab. And under the vendors tab, it's like, hey, here are the booth prices. Do you want pipe and drape? Do you want chairs? Do you want tables? Do you want this, that? Advertising on the video screen, so on and so forth. And at the very end of all that explanation, here's the link to get your table and vendor booth and so on and so forth.
All right, very good. What's in your hand right there?
This is a gift to you guys. What? It is 10 tickets to the convention.
All right.
That you guys can hand out or take them yourselves if you'd like. So, you know, we are 45 days away. I mean, you could do two per week for 6 weeks.
There's
I don't know.
Plan. All right.
I have
two and a half of them away, and then we'll keep the other seven.
No. No,
whatever.
You can't do a half
no.
of a ticket.
Oh.
I mean, they're 2-day tickets, so I guess if someone showed up with a half,
nobody
I could have them come one day.
Ideas
only he would come up with that idea.
Oh. I have these Happy Valley stickers. Happy Valley Comic Con stickers.
Nice. Right.
Oh, you like this logo?
I do like
it. It's my wife designed this logo. She's an artist.
That is really
wonderful. For those of you, do you know what it is? He thinks it's eye-catching, but does he know?
I don't.
Lord of the Rings.
I was going to say, yes.
It is
there's
the house.
The outside, yeah.
It is the Hobbit house, the doorway. Remember, it's a big, long circle. But on the doorknob is the symbol for Battlestar Galactica in celebration of Trisha. And then, of course, I have these postcards that you can have or destroy or do whatever
right,
you want with
all
that.
All right, very good.
Well, we would not destroy it.
You, good man, good man, good answer. Ding, 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 good answer.
You sure you want me to be the MC of this gig?
Absolutely, that's right. You are our MC,
all
except
right.
I might have to take you not. Maybe I should take Trisha's interview. Away from you.
Oh.
Either that or we're going to need someone
like
by you with a sponge
yes.
getting rid of the saliva.
No,
I'll,
and get a
I'll
very
bring a towel.
Scene.
Yeah,
that'll
that could.
Deal.
I'm a Trisha. So.
Okay, not that bad. I am looking forward to this event.
That's so. Right. He is our MC for all the stuff that's happening up on the stage. Mr. Scott Geezy right there. You can
fun.
Now finally see him
God,
in the flesh.
God forbid.
Oh, boy.
You're going to dress up?
That I'll have to give some thought to.
Dress up as a vampire, and you could do part-time with the plasma table.
There you go.
I
Help
think,
out a little bit.
Yeah, just
well,
make
yourself useful.
I am a regular blood donor, so maybe
oh, there we go.
That might
See,
work.
It's all tying together. Yeah. Just
good evening.
Now, you want people to buy tickets to this event. They can do it at the door.
They can do it at the door. It is cheaper to buy it online.
There you go.
Not only is it cheaper, everyone who buys one, you saw this cool logo. We made pins of this logo, and everyone that buys a ticket online gets a free pin with that.
Okay.
Now you have to buy them online by the 15th of February because we need about 2 weeks to get those pins in time to hand them out. And then on top of that, that limited edition early entry, that's only available when you buy a ticket online. So you should buy your tickets online. They are cheaper. You can get a free pin, and you can do the early entry and get that free comic. Limited edition, super duper foil Batman comic. It has Batman on the cover. It has Robin on the cover. And it has Nightwing on the cover. So the three of them.
And all the cool kids are doing it.
Absolutely.
I mean, just saying. Do you want to be a cool kid or not?
Yeah. Yeah. And all
By the
cool
15th, kids, if you want to be cool.
February 15th. And tickets start for college kids. It's $8. 10 and under, it's $10 on Saturday.
Ooh.
Free on Sunday. Completely free. And then the tickets for an adult on Saturday are 20, 15 on Sunday or 30. But like I said, online, cheaper. We're talking 17, 12, and 26.
10 and under. See, My kiddo's 10 and a half today. They're celebrating the half birthday at his school.
I can sneak you in.
Oh, nice!
Wait, that's still 10.
I know.
That's he's true. Okay.
10 and under. I well, hold on. Let me look at the rule book.
We're excited about
being rule book. What do I got here?
Yeah,
children 5 to 10, $10 Saturday. 5 to 10, $10. I can do it.
Or free on Sunday.
Free on Sunday. He seems like a free on Sunday type of guy.
We do love the free.
The free Vegas free is for me. That used to be my motto.
Yes, yes.
Indeed. Still is my motto.
As it is for everybody in media. let's be honest, guys.
Yeah. That's roughly accurate. Yeah.
Hey, have another munchkin.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. By the way, thanks for the free munchkin.
Yes,
you're very, very welcome.
All right.
Got you.
Come
25.
Back.
There's three left.
Anytime.
Well, we're looking forward to talking to all these different guests. We're going to try to do one a week if everybody can make their schedules work. We have one next week. I'm waiting to hear back from the other folks.
Right.
So
right.
Hopefully that'll go well.
We got
just
some time.
Just have some fun with those interviews.
You'll have a blast. All of them have great when you're in that kind of show business type of thing, you have to have a great personality. I'm sure they'll have a blast.
Well, appreciate you coming in.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right. Thank you for having me.
And the countdown continues. But do it this way. If somehow you sell out of the vendors, let me know.
Absolutely.
Obviously, we have a commercial, or you have a commercial.
Actually, I heard that commercial driving in.
All right.
I was like, you know what? That might be gone soon. Because, like I said, when they announced Trisha, it was like, oh? And we're averaging one or two booths a day. So there's 45 days left. We'll be out probably beforehand.
Wow. Very good.
That's what I'm hoping. We, like I said, expanding, we're doing the expansion a little bit too early.
Is the fudge booth coming back?
Yes, the fudge booth is coming back.
All right.
It's a Comic-Con and you worried about fudge.
Well, food.
I mean.
You know who did the best? The guy begged to come back. The meadery. He makes mead out of bees,
honey
stuff.
Duh. That's what they produce. Honey. Bee juice.
That bee juice stuff.
I always have a hard time, like, milking bees.
Yeah, they're very difficult.
Anyway, he's, from Erie, I think, and he was like, he sold out. Like, I tried some of his stuff, and then all of a sudden he got inundated with people. I was like, I'll come back and buy some bottles. I come back, he's like, yeah, that one sold out, and that one sold out, and that one's like, aw. Luckily, someone else bought one and gave me one of his. Delicious. Oh. Axman Brewery is going to be there, too. They always have very nice beer. I like their porters. There's plenty to see and do. And eat if you come to a Comic-Con to eat instead of enjoy yourself.
Both.
If you come late to one of your interviews because you have fudge all over your face, I'm going to be very upset.
I won't do that.
Okay.
Well, that'll be better than the drool that's going to be all over your face. I feel like the fudge.
We'll need a little bucket.
That may be the preferable.
I'll bring a towel.
A towel. Maybe
bring a towel.
It's going to be a mess.
It is. Jeez. It's going to be humming a humming a humming a humming a humming.
All right.
Clean up on aisle two again.
Get the heck out of here.
Okay.
No, we're looking for it. This is going to be great.
Thank you guys so much.
We
as always,
it.
It's always fun to be on.
All right.